What else can you do to prevent bullying, harassment, and discrimination in your learning settings? Integrate children's own experience. So, model inclusiveness. Use whatever diversity exists among your students to model inclusiveness. For example, if the students are about to do an activity that's difficult for a disabled student to do, invite students to help adapt to the activity so that everyone can participate. Under the right circumstances, such an approach can establish a norm of inclusiveness and reward students for valuing each of their own participation. An example of this would be, for example, you have story time on a, in a certain area of the classroom. There's a disabled child that has to move to the front of the classroom. Maybe when it's story time, all the students will move their desk aside so that the child could wheel forward on unassisted without all these obstacles. Or and then they would set up in a way that the child could just join easily with their wheelchair. Like these are the things that they're mentioning, modeling inclusiveness, so all children buy into the fact that we are all here together, we're all going to do this activity, and we're going to help our classmate adapt so that he or she can participate fully in this activity. Also, select words and examples carefully. Be sure not to single out minority students or call on them for unsolicited information to represent their group, because again, they might already feel self-conscious. So again, you asking them to speak on behalf of them might just put them on the spot. When discussing families, cultures, lifestyle, and social group, vary the focus in order to in the order of presentation to avoid implicitly conveying an importance, such as he, she, or as well as he, she. So, for example, what you're saying is, a lot of times, teachers might inadvertently call on boys first or girls first. So they're saying just vary how you select a students and don't pick a certain student always because that one is more verbal or likes to discuss or talk more or more receptive. So you keep on picking on that. They're saying just diversify, give everyone a chance, and also avoid change how you select students to participate as well, because you might be giving subliminal message of importance to different groups, like this person is more important than that person, gender, this male is more important than female, and so forth.